hoping that each one of these, and it's not just young players, every one of them is making a case for where they think they should start next year. And how we build our lines, the players that we're going to discuss, whether it's free agency or players that we get in the draft or players that are in our system that we're going to try to give them a real legitimate chance to make our team next year, I want to know where the holes are by the end of the year and how those pieces fit. The challenge in so many ways when you insert young players in is how do you make it fit? Who are the right people to carry the young guy? What is his skill set? So all of these guys now, that's what they're trying to sell. For the veteran players, you know what, their opportunity is going to be given to certain guys, and sometimes it's a gray area. Are you putting your lines together? You know, everybody wants to play with the number one center. Or if you're a centerman, you want to play with the number one wingers. So what those guys are trying to do is put themselves in a position to get to the top of that list. So, you know, I mean, I want to play with if I'm a center iceman, I want Blake Wheeler on my wing. Well, I'm not going to hang Blake Wheeler on your wing if you're not driving at a level that gets the most out of him. So that's what the veteran guys are doing. They are fighting for jobs in some ways. They're playing in the NHL next year. They're getting paid. But who they play with is going to have a pretty big impact on success of our team and for as an individual, the success of their career.